This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, God's Perfect Will. Much of our Christian walk seems to involve searching for God's will. We search for His perfect will for our job, home, school, church, and relationships, and we're often frustrated because God seems silent regarding the details of our life. But God is not silent. His Word reveals much of His will, and a large portion of His will for our life today is the same as for every past generation. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We often gloss over such passages, thinking we already understand and ought to search for deeper truths. But in God's plan for us to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, Romans 8:29, there is no greater challenge to our faith. Do we really believe God is in control and can be trusted? Does the attitude of our heart reflect such a belief? Our Heavenly Father desires us to live each moment with a thankful heart, full of joy, regardless of our circumstances. Why? Because this reveals our trust in a loving God. He wants us to continually commune with Him in prayer and refuse to leave His presence to pursue concerns or pleasures of the world. This portion of God's will has been clearly revealed. But some are facing situations which make following God's will very difficult. They see absolutely no reason for rejoicing and can't understand how God can be directing their path. How is it possible to remain by His side when being pressed down from all directions and when the pulls of the world seem relentless? We must begin to view our life from an eternal perspective rather than the temporary nature of the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. 1 John 2, verse 17. All our trials will soon be gone. Do we really believe this? God is in control, and in the end, all will glorify His name. In all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Romans 8, verse 28. As we trust and love Him with all our heart, He works all things for the good. No matter how bad our situation may appear or how difficult it may be to understand His plan, He is in control. This level of trust is what Paul referred to as the secret of being content, Philippians 4, verse 12. There are certainly times when God will give us very specific direction, and this direction may very well call us to get out and change the world. But perhaps He's waiting until we follow His general will for our life. Let's come before Him today with a thankful and loving heart. Let's enter His presence and refuse to be taken away by circumstances which will soon fade. Let's trust Him without compromise and joyfully walk each step by faith, according to God's perfect will. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.